In David Bales and Ted Orland's book, Art and Fear, he says to all viewers but yourself, what matters is the product, the finished artwork. To you and you alone, what matters is the process, the experience of shaping the artwork. In Austin Kleon's book, Show Your Work, he talks about how this quote is now obsolete. There was a time when seeing someone's work was the finished product hanging in a gallery. Everything is held under lock and key, which is why it is so important to show your work as a design student. People want to see what other people do. So why is this important for students' design presentations? Keep watching and you'll find out. Today, we're going to be going over four steps as to how to prepare your presentation, even if you don't have this out-of-this-world design concept. In my own experience, how you present your project means more than just a great design concept. Just a warning, I won't be going over a list of drawings that you will need in order to make a beautiful presentation. It's possible that your professor has made a list already for you. But if you want a great presentation and up the ante a little, listen to these steps. Step one. Prepare. Odds are you haven't even prepared your presentation until the very day of. You're scrambling to finish your final project, and maybe you haven't even printed out your board or put together your design presentation. I have been guilty of this many times. It's honestly amazing how a design student can whip up something together really fast at the very last second. This kind of scrambling gets you super nervous and totally unprepared for the presentation itself. Not only does it mess up your timing, you make up words as you go and it goes on for way too long, or it can just shatter your confidence completely. You may have some idea of what you want to say, but it's not totally clear and the jurors are looking at you a little confused. And jurors are not nice sometimes. So the key to prepare your presentation is actually day one of getting the assignment. Get your head around the assignment, its purpose, your goals, and start testing your ideas. Throughout this process, it's always going to be helpful to keep in mind the main question. But most importantly, keep in mind the very beginning stages of this process. You're trying to tell a story, and great stories always begin with a beginning. Make sure you answer these questions in this process. One, what is the problem? Designs are not just pretty renderings that just happen in a vacuum. They're typically a problem begging to be solved. And who is this affecting negatively? And how is it affecting them negatively? The second question you want to ask yourself is, what is your solution? Think of this question as a prism. There's many ways to view a prism, but which perspective casts a light for you? As you're answering this question, keep record of your thought process. Keep a journal, sketch, create mood boards, vision boards, photography, paintings, handcrafted models with very basic materials. Use simple materials to test your ideas. It doesn't have to be a finished product. And by the end, you want to be able to show that you've tested your ideas and you've proven that your solution works. Don't spend too much time experimenting, though. Remember, you're trying to answer this question, so answer it. Next, come up with a concept statement that perfectly encapsulates your solution. Keep in mind that your concept will develop over time, but don't forget about this concept statement. Many students forget that this stage is the glue to your presentation. It holds it all together, and it makes it all make sense at the very end. But it takes time to finalize. If you're having trouble coming up with a concept, ask yourself these three questions. So what? Who cares? Why does this matter so much? The second question is, why do you care? Remember I said that everyone is unique and different? You're trying to tell a story, but it's not just any old story, it's your story. What emotional strings does this pull for you? What memories did it grab from in your mind? What problems have you always been trying to solve but have never quite found a solution just yet? And the third question is, why should this matter to other people? You have to add weight to your concept. You can't expect people to understand this matter if you haven't done the work to try to understand it yourself. If it's important to you, that will show. If it's not important to you, that'll show. Step two is graphics. Use simple diagrams to help encapsulate your concept in simple ways. Let each graphic develop with the story that you're trying to tell throughout your presentation. Give it more detail, give it more substance. The point is to give more information without saying a lot of words. You could use partee diagrams, isometric sections, you can even draw over your renders, show your process sketches, and sometimes, if you want to make it even cleaner, you could use your process sketches as a framework for you to develop a diagram over that so that you can easily communicate what you're trying to work through. Or just leave your drawings there. Sometimes they really like when you show your actual drawings. In your final renders even, show arrows to show important views, line weights to emphasize importance. You want to make sure that you're weaving your story together, but have a common thread throughout. Don't forget your concept. Stay with it, but in progression. Progression is key. In my own presentation process, I show informational graphics, then I show the creative messy process, then I show my finalized, solidified concepts, while altogether going back to the problem question I was trying to solve from the very beginning. If you do that, you'll be able to marry the problem question and your concept really well, and it will make your concept believable and even possible. Diagrams are fantastic to show this. Show relationships between the spaces, the dialogues happening with landscape and the building, with sidewalk and the pedestrian. Show how your design might actually change people's lives. Step 3, communicate. Once you start developing your project about a quarter in, think about how you want to communicate to people. Write sentences out in a document and make this into a living document. Remember, your design concept is growing and maturing as you develop your ideas and your solution throughout this process. Each diagram, image, or render you create, keep note of that and write a sentence for each one. What are you trying to encapsulate in this image? What are you trying to show, and why does it tie into your concept? Next is storyboarding. The way to write a successful story is to follow an interesting character. Who are you designing for? Give this audience a character name. This will really help your jurors not lose track of what you're trying to solve and who you're designing for ultimately. Show them how your solution will not only invite your character in, but also how their involvement will bring greater awareness to the problem that you're trying to solve. Keep this in mind. Show, don't tell. Remember how in graphics I was saying to draw over your renders and your sections? And even keep your process sketches. Sometimes you just need to let your graphics speak for themselves. Don't feel obligated to explain everything. There's a danger of over-explaining, and you can lose everyone's attention and the train of thought very easily. Use your diagrams to help you explain your process in a visual way. The last thing you want to do when you're just trying to get a presentation going is to repeat yourself over and over and just sound like a broken record. But what you want to do is to stay true to your concept, which is what they're looking for. Decide what style you want to present your project in, and a lot of times this might depend on what requirements are that your professor hands you. So I'll give you a personal example. I was really glad to have created my design projects for presentations in an actual presentation format using PowerPoint. I had the chance to create an actual story with each slide in a progression. People just follow your thought process much better. Once they see that light bulb go off, the excitement starts. It's kind of like a drama or a novella. The story is unfolding as more information rises to the surface. Here's a very practical tip that has always helped me. Simplify your sentences. Odds are you'll have very little time to present, but if there's no limit, make one. One of my professors required that we use the Pecha Kucha presentation timing. It's actually considered a storytelling format. It's 20 seconds and 20 slides. And it literally forced me to write one sentence per slide in a simple, short, and sweet way. Writing and speaking is becoming a lost art. Harness your limitations and time constraints to help you communicate your ideas in an easy, digestible way. Step 4. Develop a script and relax. You've done most of the work now. Once you compiled your information, processed all of that information, written a sentence for each graphic you've made, now you're ready to develop a script. Scripts are really important. You can't go into a design presentation without knowing what the heck you're gonna say. And sometimes when you're presenting on a whim, you forget the most crucial facts about your design, which tie it all together, and that's the last thing you want to lose. Set a 15-minute timer and review all of your notes, tidy it up all together to a cohesive train of thought, and tighten up those loose ends in your story. And there you have it. a beautiful finals presentation that makes sense, and you finished before your presentation day. Thanks for watching, guys, and I hope you subscribe and don't forget to hit that like button. See you later.